This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, April 25th. GDX is the giant when it comes to ETFs that focus on gold mining companies. It's the Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF.
Has $6 billion in assets, trades $2 billion a day, options activity, you know, it's the one everybody uses. But just like in all the categories, this one came out first, right? Since then, there's been some new ETFs that come out to try to improve on the early first ones to launch.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas takes a look at a newer one, the iShares MSCI Global Gold Miners ETF, ticker RING, or RING.
It only has 100 million, but it's up 10% more than GDX. What it does is it screens out gold miners that have internal gold price hedging programs. That way you're getting a little more pure gold exposure and they're not hedged. And it also screens out companies that are pure, you know, more so silver miners, which GDX has some. That's been one of the raps on GDX, is has too much other miners in there.
GDX has gained 65% since the start of the year, as RING has soared 76%. And RING has a lower expense ratio than GDX. RING weighs in with an expense ratio of 39 basis points compared to GDX ratio of 53 basis points. And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.